Okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam 7th chapter, Hilchos Erchin V'charum Halach Yudalid. From this till the end, except for the last halacha, it's really one concept, basically, where you are makdish your possessions, but then you have, either at the time or later, you have, loans that are outstanding, that are leaned on your property, that you went and were makdish. What happens to those loans? Can they collect from that property or not? Ksuva, things like that. That is the discussion. And therefore, you can't really ask any questions. Yud Dalet Tesvav Teszayin.
The next hour.
Really, no. Goes together, so to speak. There's going to be obvious questions that are going to come up, as you'll see. So we'll start in Halacha Yud Dalet. Hamakdish Kol Nechasov. Person sanctifies all his assets. So everything he's got goes to the Beis Hamikdash, including land and everything. And he had already divorced his wife prior to being makdashit. So the wife now wants to collect her ksuva, and it's leaned on properties that he has. He's chayv to pay her out of ksuva. Oh, shitrei balechovas, or he has debts to creditors. Okay. So now, you know, the woman would like to collect money from him. The creditors would like to collect money. The problem is all his assets belong to the Beis HaMikdash now. So now what is the law? Do we say, well, not all of them. Some of them that there's liens on, so to speak, it doesn't get it. Or yes, what happens? So number one, Eina isha yecholas ligbos ksuva sa mina hegdish. The woman cannot collect her ksuva from hegdish. Now the man owes her the money, but he ain't got no money. He's given all his assets. Velo balchov eschov, and the creditor cannot collect his debt from him as well. Why? Shehegdish mafkia hashibut shekodam, because hegdish uproots the shibud, the English responsibility, the lien, whatever you want to call it, that was prior to that. It just uproots it because it belongs to Hegdish. It's not like, for example, where you're not allowed to be makdish if something doesn't belong to you. Okay, if something doesn't belong to you, you can't be makdish it. The man just was makdish everything he owns.
So if you have a bitter divorce, make it Hegdish.
Okay, well, he loses it too. He loses it too, right? Yeah.
But he doesn't have it.
She loses.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, but that's however.
It's not what he loses.
However, Avolkish. But we're not done yet. We're far from over yet. That's what I'm saying. Avol. However, okay. So now all the assets belong to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, what's going to happen to all those assets?
Sold.
They've got to be redeemed. Right? They got to be redeemed. But when you redeem, you sell the hedge, you redeem it. Hakarka shalo, that land, the land goes back to him. Viteitse hasoda luchulin, and the soda now is non holy. And now, viyesh labalcho vilo isha ligbos minapoda. Now the creditor and the woman can go to the land that was leaned against it for to collect their debts. Why? Because the lien is resting on that land. So there's two things going on at the same time over here. When I lend you money, so you have a financial obligation to pay me back. And the assumption is you pay me back with money. But if you don't have money, then we look at the land, and then we take it from the land. Okay, so when the guy doesn't have the money, I mean, really, he owes the money. There's no question that that's there, but we'd like to collect from the money. Well, you can't. When it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't touch that land. But when the land gets redeemed, so therefore the land does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and now the land reverts to what it was like before. What was it before? It was chulin with a lien on it. Okay? When it was made hektish, it's not chulin anymore. It belongs to God. And when anything belongs to God, God doesn't owe nobody nothing. But when you redeem it, it goes back to being chulin and back to the lien on it.
Who redeems it?
Well, you tell me what we've learned for six chapters. You should be able to answer that question. Everybody around the table should be able to answer right. that question. Who can redeem it? No.
Well, firstly, the guy himself can
redeem
it.
The guy himself,
his relatives.
Or anyone else.
Anyone else.
Anyone can redeem it.
The reason I asked the question.
I know why you're asking a question, because the Rambam's going to discuss that in two halachas from now. I know why you're asking the question. Who's going to redeem it? Of course, you're going to ask. That's why I said no questions till Tazayin. Okay, now.
Robert, you're saying land, but what about movable property?
Movable property? You never have a lien on movable property. There's never liens on movable property.
Right.
It's gone.
Only a land.
Okay, so now. So the lien's on it, so they can collect. Now, first, the Rambam will give you an analogy to what this is compared to. Tesla, Hola, Mazda, Doma. What can we compare this scenario to? And some say this should not be a new halacha because it's really the same idea. Some would say it's not a new halacha. I don't know what your English puts it as, but anyway, l'shnei lekochos. Let's say there are two purchasers who buy land from a person. Shekosva l'rishon. Now, there's a man who's married and a woman who obviously has a ksuva and has a lien on properties. Now, the first property that's sold, right, that the husband, should he decide to sell property, the wife can say, hold on there. When you're buying this property, you should know you're taking a risky game now, because if my husband divorces me, I can go to you. But she writes a note, the wife, and she writes Larishon to the first purchaser, Din udvarim, I have nothing to do with you, and I will not collect, if I need to, I will not collect my ksuva from you. Then the husband sells the second property. Umachar Lashani. He sells the property, a second property, to a second fellow. Okay. Or rather, I'm sorry, the first purchaser sells his property to another guy. That's the case. Yeah. And let's say there's only one piece of land. Let's say there's one piece of land. I should have said one piece of land. That one piece of land, that's a lien on that. Yeah. But she tells the guy when he buys, I'm not going to do it. You don't have to worry. You buy it, no problems. Okay, now the first guy now sells that property to the second guy, but she didn't say anything about the second guy.
Right.
So therefore, she toreves minasheni, she can collect from the second fellow to collect her ksuva, because she said, I have nothing to do with the first guy, but I have to do with the second guy. Therefore, the Rambam says that's the same thing. When it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, it's like you can't have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Once it gets past the Beis HaMikdash, the second fellow who redeems it, no one can have a thing with him. Now, the commentaries bring down this many rabbis who argue on the Rambam's analogy here, but so be it, that's the Rambam's analogy.
But she could have said, I have no claim against this land.
She didn't say that.
She could have said it.
But she didn't. Yeah, could have, good. But that's not what this is similar to. It's not what's similar. So therefore, the second buyer, you know, now you have a new thing you got to ask when you buy a piece of land. When you buy from the first guy, and say, you know, whose piece of land it is? Well, Schmeigli's piece of land. And does he have a wife? Yeah, yeah. But don't worry. She said she's not going to collect from me. Yeah, well, that's, what did she say exactly? No, yeah. From you. Well, I'm really worried. So you have to realize that you could be on the hook for that. Anyway, now we come to the real interesting question now. So let's come back to our case here. A woman's trying to collect a ksuva, a creditor's trying to collect his loan. And the guy got out of that by sanctifying it. All belonged to Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash does not want to hold on to these things.
No.
So somebody's got to redeem it. Now we're saying when it's redeemed, you can now have that land to collect from that person. You can go to the redeemer and buy the land. So who in the world would ever redeem the land knowing they're going to get slaughtered on this? Because it's all the rabbi. So we have to definitely work through this here. Tesayin. V'keitzad podin karkza. How are you going to be able to redeem this land? There is an intricate process here, and not too hard. Number one, the first thing we got to make sure is nobody's playing any games over here.
Games?
This woman would like to collect the ksuva. Well, wait a minute. How do I know you didn't collect the ksuva already?
Receipt.
I have no receipt. Okay, you don't have to have receipts for this. How do we know the creditor didn't collect the money? How do we know there's no shenanigans going on over here? So first of all, just to clear that out, it really is not germane to the main issue, but we just have to deal with that. So the first thing we do is mashbimes ha'isho balchovtli. We make the wife,
swear.
Ex-wife, or the creditor make an oath that they had not kedera kol habali para, like anyone, whoever wants to collect, minachasim mishubanim, from leaned property, and say, I never received it. That's number one. That just goes without saying, but the Rambam says anyway to make sure that there hasn't been any collection here. Okay, now we have to redeem the property. I mean, you have to redeem it anyway, but that's number one. It's just an aside, just to make sure that's taken care of. Now, v'yacharkach, so how do we redeem property? Machrizin aleim shishim yom ba'bogaver. We make announcements for 60 consecutive days, morning and night. Kamosha, as we've already explained earlier in these halachas, so everybody knows about it, and there's no, you know, the word's out, and people have ability to make their bid on it. Now here comes the tricky part. The omdim, and we make an evaluation over here. Not really omdim, but the commentators, you should change it for omrim, and we say, but it's really the same thing. Kama adam rotza litain basada. How much would a person pay to redeem a field knowing amenas litain la isha ksuvasa? That when he gets the property, he's got to now pay the ksuva out of the property. How much would a person do for this? Or ulabal chov es chov. Or to redeem it so that the creditor can come to the land and get it. Well, guess what? Not much. Not much. Now, we're going to discuss some scenarios over here shortly. Now, you've got to redeem. Now, let's say, Ram's going to give you a let's say shortly. But let's say simple. Let's say the property is worth $100 and the loan is $100. Okay? Now, you got to remember, the Beis HaMikdash gets nothing if it's not redeemed. There's a piece of land sitting there. The Beis HaMikdash needs to get money for this. Something they got to get out of it. And the guy would say, okay, it's a $100 thing. Give us $100. They say, are you crazy?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you $100. I'm going to have the field. The creditor comes to me. I got to give him the field. And he gets $100. That means I'm losing $100 on this.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, you know what? You're right. It's a problem, but we have to redeem it. So what's the minimal amount? A dollar, whatever. The smallest denomination, $1. Okay, I'll redeem it for $1. I'm willing to lose $1 to be a good Samaritan so that the Hekdesh will be redeemed. At least Hekdesh got $1 for it. All right? So you see, the husband tried to mess up his wife. So far, it didn't do any mess up at all. His friend is out of doubt, and the guy could give more. Remember, it's tzedakah. It is tzedakah. And that's a good shaila. I guess he could take it off his meiser money, I guess. It's going to be some migdash, right? It's like a donation.
So she wants to collect. She could just cop the land right from this guy.
She can't cop nothing. She's not copping because guy's not buying anything yet. He hasn't bought it yet.
But he's not
going to buy it till he knows what's going on over
it. So but let's say he gets it for
a shekel. He doesn't have to. All he has to do is give her $100. Maybe he wants the piece of land.
Okay.
He owns the land. He may prefer the land and give her $100. That's all he has to do. Be that as it may, so let's see what happens. So now we understand what's going on. V'achar shepodinoso, and after you redeem it, it's been redeemed. V'lokeach aso halokeach, the purchaser will take it and buy it. Afilu b'dinor, even if he's only paying one dinar, on top of what he's going to lose when he has to give the money or the land to the lady. Why? But really, you should say, wait a minute, why don't we just do it for nothing? Just take it off our hands. Can't do that. Because people are going to think you took it without any redemption. If no money changes hands, they say, look, I guess you never have to redeem Hektish. You just pick it up and walk off with it. Therefore, there's got to be some transfer of cash, and the dinar is the lowest amount can be done. And then, chozer hapoda, then the guy who redeemed it turns around, umagba leish ksuva, and enables the woman to collect her ksuva, olabal chov, it's chover the credit with the credit, either by just giving them the land or giving them the money instead of the land. Now, here's an example that the Rambam gives, and so you how far a good Samaritan would be willing to go to do this. Now I gave you a simple example. Let's make it a little trickier. Afilu haya hachov mea, let's say the debt was $100. V'hasada shavim tishim, but the field's only worth 90. All right? So now it's only worth 90, but the guy owes him 100. So what's going to happen? Somebody's got to pay the difference, right? Now, I don't think the guy...
No, but all she can get is the land, and then the original husband.
So he says, so menas kach, on that condition, poida also, he will redeem it. Harotz liftoso, the one who wants to redeem it. And therefore, it seems from the way the Rambam's wording this, if I have this right, and the guy will even pay $100 for it. Okay? Otherwise, I don't understand what's the point. If he's just paying $90 for it and he gets the land, the person can only collect the piece of land.
Right.
Right? So I don't understand what the Rambam then says. Well, sometimes people pay a little bit more. But here's the question.
He's a nice guy.
Well, what's he paying for the land? What's he paying? Now, remember, he's losing the land afterwards. Right? He's losing the land afterwards.
Won't substantiate the full debt, but the other original...
I guess if you want to pay off... So the question is, what's he paying? And therefore, it seems he's paying out more than $1. Or maybe he's only paying the $1.
Redeem it for a dollar.
I don't know why the Rambam has to say so many words over here. Just say, redeem it for a dollar and let the person pick up the land.
Yeah. And then the other 10 wouldn't is owned that be, by the original.
Well, it's not his concern. If I buy a piece of land, you can only take the piece of land I bought. I don't take on the debt when I buy a piece of land, right. Do I? So I don't know if your English gives any better commentary over there.
Sounds like he gives the extra $10 because he's a nice guy.
But why should he?
Do that.
Right?
He does it for his sake.
So, you know, I mean, my commentator says a guy was willing to pay a little bit more for a piece of land, but what's he paying more for the land? Like, why would he pay $100 for the land if it's only worth $90?
Read the next part because then...
Well, the next part's totally different. Let's read the next part.
He's willing to suffer a loss.
But what's the loss?
A small loss.
Ten. He loses 10.
But why does he have to buy?
It's just a nice...
But what's he paying for it? What's he giving Hekdesh?
$1.
He's giving him $1. Okay, now he has a field, yeah?
Right.
So here, he'll tell him, take the field. Unless you want to say he's willing to pay off the whole debt and keep the field.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can
say. That's what I was going to say.
In other words, he'll pay a dollar.
Yeah.
He gets the thing. Now, if you want to keep the field, mister, there's only one way you can keep the field.
Pay off the debt.
And that's paying off the debt. So sometimes a person is willing to pay a little bit more for a piece of land.
Yeah.
You know, also he'll pay $101. For something that's worth 90 to make everybody happy.
And maybe it's valuable to him. Maybe his farm is right next to it.
Maybe it's better for him. Okay, so I guess we'd have to say that's the shot.
Yeah.
He pays the one. He has the field. Now the person says, listen, either you give me the field or $100. So he's willing to pay $100 and pay a little bit more to make Shalom Al Yisrael.
It's
basically he gets the $1. He's got to give him something. And therefore, you know, why are you bothering? Well, you know, I'm willing to hold on to the land.
It's valuable to him.
But not that valuable. But I also want to do a little bit of a mitzvah, obviously.
Sure.
So that's that, yeah?
So hasn't the husband been successful in making the hekdesh and wiping his hands free of the wife? Hasn't he been, in his world, hasn't he been able to...
Okay, but if he did, but what did he gain? He didn't gain anything.
He made it difficult.
She's
made it very difficult.
So good, so he'll burn in hell a little more, okay? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, she got what's coming to her. And it's not that much harder. If anything, it was a little easier for her to get it. But let's look at the next case. We're not finished yet. Now we have one more case to go.
Okay.
What if the debt is twice what the land's worth? The land's worth 100, the debt's 200. Now, as nice as you may be, Shelly, you're not going to spend, buy a piece of ill, and now pay 200 for that. You ain't going to be, most people aren't going to be that nice. Keep going. The property's worth 100. The Yeshal of Chov, there's a debt, or Ksivas Yishma Simon, the Ksivas 200. Okay, Ein Poden also, it is not redeemed. Al Menas Litan Ochov, so on the condition that you're going to pay the debt or pay the Ksuva over here, that's not what's happening. And I just want to make sure I got the letters right over here. Ella Poden also Stam, rather he redeems it straight away.
Who's he?
The guy who redeems it. The guy who buys it.
He doesn't have to give it.
The guy who buys it. He just redeems it totally, and the creditor loses. Period.
No one would do it. And he gets... $10 is...
Because what a person... I guess, you know, they'll find out when they see the purchasers. Okay, they're gonna guy's going to say, "Well, how much am I going to have to? Do I have to give it or not?" Well, you know, we should know it costs you 100, but you should know there's a lien on it for 200. Well, then I get to keep it. Yeah, okay, but I guess there's a point of no return. There must be somewhere in the middle. Let's just finish. Shim hisnu, for if they make a condition over here, lite to give a niftas klal, it's not redeemed at all.
Whoa.
Okay. In other words, if the treasurers would make a condition over here and say, you know what, you're going to have to give up, pay $200. No one's going to collect it at all because they're not going to want to lose that much money.
So the treasurer won't do that.
So therefore, we just say here, you could take it as is, and you have no responsibility to redeem it. So there, the husband you can redeem it for what it's worth. And you don't have to, and there's no collection
debt.
That goes
no
on it.
No liens on it.
In other words, it's a $100 property, and we just want you to know there's a lien on it for $200. Someone's going to come to you and ask for it, but you don't have to pay. We're giving you it straight out, no problem. If it was 90 and there was $100, they'll say, listen, we want you to know there's a $100 debt on this, and we're going to let them collect. And if you're going to pay 90, you're going to know it's going to probably cost you more like 100 to hold on to it. So I guess best, and again, what if it's 199? I mean, obviously, the Gizbor's got to make that determination. Yeah. How high are people? What if it's 90 to 100? Yeah, what if it was a 90 and it's 101?
I mean, or 110.
The guy paid 11. So I guess the Gizbor will be able to find out, you know, what's the Hever going to do out there. How far is the Good Samaritan willing to go? Clearly double, no Good Samaritan's going. Okay, 10% more, every Good Samaritan is ready to go.
Most.
But then that somewhere in between, you cross that line, the Rambam doesn't get into there, and the Gizbor would have to determine if people would be willing to do that. Got to remember, the Gizbor will find out very soon. And if no one's going to be willing to take it, then he's going to let it go scot-free. That's all he can do.
The question arises,
because
clearly,
the field has a certain value. And there is a lien on that. Now, of course, you have to... And therefore, if she can't collect from that land, she can still collect from the husband.
Right. 100%. It comes back to him. But can I ask, why on earth would somebody do that, put a lien on a field, double the value of the field? That's dumb.
Well, yeah, it's like walking away
from the field. He's saying the field isn't enough to cover the kasuba.
That's what I was going to say.
It should be other
right, but the field
maybe
is
that's the only field he has.
The field is
what if that's
on
the only, what's the only field he has?
Covers half.
He only has one field.
If the husband didn't...
You know, not all women will be so,
particular.
So women want to get married. Well, I can't get married to you because you don't have a big enough field. Therefore, I'm going to be a spinster all my life. No, they're willing to give in on certain things. You know, you don't always get the best deals.
Isn't that a card game?
What?
The husband didn't give the land to the Beit HaMikdash, okay? Okay, he didn't give it, and they got divorced, and the land's only worth 100, and it was 200.
Well,
she
first she gets...
collect from somewhere else anyway.
But
so
she at least gets the land.
Why would she take it now?
But why would she
because no one's going to redeem it.
No, someone redeemed it for
a dollar.
Still, it's 200. That's only worth 100.
No, so she take 100, she still has to get 100 somewhere else.
Better than nothing.
Yeah,
or she's redeem it herself. Say the example.
She doesn't have any money.
Where the land's worth 90, and the ksuba is 100, and we tell the guy, you know, just be a nice guy, pay the extra 10. But if the guy never got rid of the land and he just was part of the ksuba, she'd have to get that 10 from him somewhere else.
Right. So why doesn't she?
So
just
the responsibility of the guy who's redeeming it?
It's only because he wants to keep the land.
Yeah, he wants to keep the land. That's right. He's keeping the land. Remember, if the husband did it on his own, he'd lose the land. He still has a debt.
Until has it.
If he gives the land, he just gives the land.
If he wants to just give the land, he can give the land. But then why did he bother to do anything there? Obviously, he wants the land.
Well, he's helping the base.
He's got development plans. He's a developer.
But at least he wants the land, right? If he doesn't want the land, then there's for sure no issue. Just give her the $90.
But even with the 200, he could give the land to her.
But then why did he bother buying it?
Yeah, he gave it up for nothing.
He obviously wants the land. And people are only going to buy land. Let's put it another thing. They're only going to buy it if they could have it.
Right. The Beit HaMikdash doesn't want to hang on to land.
Guys are going to say, I'll buy it and then just give it all away. Then they're not going to buy it.
So in that $200 case, what is the Beit HaMikdash saying? That you can keep the land, and you don't have to
pay the debt.
That's right.
That's it.
And she's out.
Because nobody's going to buy from the Beit HaMikdash. And they're going to get stuck with all this land. And they don't want that.
Have to give her
and they're not. No one's going to buy it just to give the whole land away.
Nothing.
It's not worth it.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Okay. Now, let's move on. Gets a little... maybe let's not move on. Let's leave it on here because the next thing connects to the next thing. So we're just going to...